You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollocks.
Morena, Mr. Bollocks.
Hi, hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's good to hear. What's going on in the Mind Trench today, Rob?
I was having a look at New Scientist a couple of days ago. I know you're impressed with that.
Just checking it out?
Yeah, and I saw this article. It's entitled Peanut Butter Toothpaste.
What?
So instantly I added to my shopping list.
Yeah.
But then I read on.
Okay.
And it's a toothpaste infused with peanut proteins that could prevent serious reactions in people with a peanut allergy.
Oh, cool. Interesting.
William Berger at the University of California and
his
colleagues.
That's not a real name.
It is.
Yummy.
His first name was Egg, but he changed it. And his colleagues developed the toothpaste in the hope it could train someone's immune system to tolerate that food.
That's so cool.
Allergy science has changed so significantly over the past 20 years, guys.
What?
No more avoidance.
given a small amount of exposure.
Yeah. Mm.
To test its safety, the team enlisted 32 adults with a peanut allergy, 24 used, I'm going to call it the peanut paste, and 8 ordinary. And 8 just use a placebo.
Okay.
Just we'll call that placebo paste.
Placebo paste.
Would you buy that? I wouldn't buy that. It sounds horrible. They were instructed to brush their teeth every morning and evening for 2 minutes with a pea-sized amount of either the peanut paste or the placebo paste. After the trial, which lasted 11 months, none of the participants experienced anaphylaxis.
Well, that's bloody good.
Dr. Berger said when people brush their teeth with it, the peanut protein is absorbed into their mouths, and over time, immune cells in the mouth should become desensitized to the allergens, making people's reaction less severe.
That's some very cool science.
Yeah, I love it.
I was just trying to do that hand flicky thing, but I.
There it
is. Rob's good at that, but I'm not very good at that.
Over the course of the trial, researchers increased the amount of peanut protein in the toothpaste until they were receiving the equivalent of approximately 1/3 of a peanut kernel.
Oh. Increasing peanut levels.
Yeah. Berger said it should be easier to administer than injection treatments used at the moment. I'm not so sure about that. When you do an injection, you know exactly how much you got.
Yeah.
I mean, a blob of are they talking baby peas, big peas? I mean,
I'm always stressed out by the pea-sized toothpaste thing. I also have an auntie who's a dentist, and it's always plagued me for my life that I'm not quite sure how much toothpaste I'm supposed to be using, because I feel like I should.
There's not too much, right?
I don't know, is there a point at which it stops being effective? I should text my auntie and ask
her. Please
help.
Yeah. Several other treatments for severe peanut allergies are currently being studied in clinical trials, including a peanut patch.
Peanut patch.
Which goes on the skin to prevent young children from having severe reactions.
Oh,
I'd buy
cool.
some of them.
I quite like the idea of a peanut patch being like a temporary tattoo, and you just put it on and you have a little peanut on your arm for a while.
Yeah, does it look like a peanut?
I quite like the idea of a children's book called Dr. Berger and the Peanut Paste would be quite a...
Oh, rockin'.
Yeah. Science communicators, get into it.
Oh, I'm well in.
Yeah. Stella's making notes.
Now, I've got a bit of a NASA tool update.
NASA tool update.
Yeah. A couple of astronauts doing a bit of maintenance work outside the International Space Station this month let go of a tool bag and couldn't retrieve it.
Uh-oh.
Nice.
Fortunately, the tools were not required for the remainder of their task.
Oh,
I wonder if they were the tools they needed to undo that
bloody
that
box
thing.
We were talking about last week.
Anyway, the tool bag is currently orbiting Earth, just ahead of the International Space Station, and according to Earth Sky, a website tracing cosmic events, says it can be potentially spotted from Earth with a pair of binoculars.
Wait, the tool bag can be. How big is this tool bag?
It must be huge.
So I was just imagining like a little pouch, that's got your screwdriver or something in it. So it must be actually quite a significant
cosmic events
bag.
Level.
I feel like they must drop stuff accidentally all the time. How big does it have to be before they tell us about it?
Right. This isn't the first time it's happened. In 2008, a bag floated away containing cleaning equipment, And in 2006, an astronaut, this makes no sense to me, an astronaut lost a 14-inch spatula. Were they having a barbecue out there?
Yeah.
Why would you need a spatula outside? Why would you need one there anyway?
You don't want all the smoke inside the spaceship.
Yeah, exactly.
According to the
Haven't cleaned it since the last summer.
According to the European Space Agency, they estimate there's 35,297 objects floating about. I put a 7 in just to make it sound.
That's obscene.
Weighing at least 11,000 tonnes.
Good
so
grief.
Yet again, happy days.
Happy days.
I don't want to read this text out, but I do because my brain also went there as well. Someone said they always get placebo and placenta mixed up. And in this case, very much not into the idea of a placenta paste. And that is disgusting. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for that.
But I would like you to know that in my head, the exact same thing happened and I'm glad I'm not alone. So solidarity.
Writing things down. I don't know what that means.
Thank you for bringing us some peanuts and some tools this morning. You got a poem for us today, Rob?
Well, what I done was, right, what happens normally, I'll start a poem off and I just go with it.
Just let the muse
take
you.
But I got to a certain point with it and then I hit the wall. So okay. I'm hoping B listeners can finish it off.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right. Do we really know what's going on? Is it all cushy or is it a con? I'm not talking conspiracy theory. They're ridiculous and make my brain weary. And then I stop.
Okay, so we need to fill the rest of the poem. Can you do it for us again? Give us the poem again.
I'll do it in a different way.
Do it in a different voice.
Do we really know what's going on? Is it all cushy or is it a con? I'm not talking conspiracy theory. They're all ridiculous and make my brain weary.
And
maybe
then,
that could be it. But
that could be it. But I feel then, like you're right. There needs one third line to complete the set.
I'll try to get something about Bird of the Century in it, but I couldn't get anything to rhyme with century.
If you've got a conclusion sentence for Rob's poem, send it through to 5395. We would love to hear it. One more time with feeling, Rob, just to get the listeners in the headspace of the poet.
I'll do it a different way. Do we know what's really going on? Is it all cushy or is it a con? I'm going to do it again. Do we really know what's going on? Is it all cushy or is it a con? I'm not talking conspiracy theory. They're all ridiculous and make my brain weary.
You didn't commit to the bit.
I was loving the singing. That was amazing. Okay, thank you, Rob. Good poem. Finish it off on 5395. One more sentence for Rob's poem. Stanza.
So hot.
Verse.
Something.
Rob's got a hot flush after singing for us on the radio. Good thing we've got a good song to dance it out to. What have you picked for us today?
This is Rose Royce and Car Wash. Just have a dance around at this.
Absolute tune. Sorry, I just have to say that I've just discovered that Stella thought Christina Aguilera as a fish in Shark Tale originally did this song.
Well, listen, that was my first introduction.
Oh, you're
hey,
bless
it's a good,
you.
It's a great version. It's a great version. Isn't Will Smith a fish in that as well?
Yeah, boy.
And CeeLo Green, maybe? There's
Absolutely.
A lot of celebrity fish in that film.
Sing it for me, car wash. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Not alone, Stella.
I've got some texts.
I mean, this is a great movie. The
great movie. Sing
Shark
it,
Tale.
Christina.
I actually can't remember a single thing that happens in that movie except for the scene where all the fish are singing.
The fish get really rich. It's like a whole capitalism metaphor. There's a lot going on.
Wow. We've got some good suggestions for the end of Rob's poem, but Megan's also texted in like a feedback note. You should drop "weary" from your poem and make a line about bird of the sanctuary. So
okay.
Maybe you could work on that for next week, Rob, incorporating some of these
now.
Other...
No, I will do. I will
incorporating
do
some of these other ones in there. We've also had a lot of suggestions about why they might have needed a spatula on the space station, mostly to do with things that I don't think exist in space, like bugs on the windscreen.
Oh, space bugs.
Space bugs. And also, apparently, you can have too much toothpaste. It's abrasive and it wears your teeth down, so that's why you're only supposed to have a pea-sized amount.
Can't do anything right.
Thank you very much to the text machine. Thank you very much to the Bard of Bollocks. We'll see you next week.
Maybe.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95BFM.
If we behave ourselves, I guess.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.